What to do when you're facing a labor shortage in cybersecurity? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Information security analysts and experts around the world have been on high alert as the war in Ukraine continues, concerned about potential Russian cyber attacks. Last week, the U.S. Senate passed the Strengthening American Cybersecurity Act. If it becomes law, it would require companies working in critical infrastructure, like energy and healthcare, to report cyber attacks and ransomware payments within a 72-hour period after the initial hack. In the meantime, on Monday, cybersecurity firms Cloudflare, Ping Identity, and CrowdStrike said they would provide their services to U.S. hospitals free of charge for the next 4 months. But there's one issue in the background of these efforts, a big gap in the cybersecurity workforce. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on this.
The good news is that the U.S. added more than 250,000 people to the cybersecurity workforce between 2020 and 2021. The bad news, says Claire Rosso with the nonprofit ISC Squared,
the need for cybersecurity professionals increased by 30% in 2021.
So that still leaves about 400,000 open cybersecurity jobs in the U.S., according to an ISC Squared report.
In any period of time, this is concerning. It is especially concerning now.
International business services firm Accenture currently has hundreds of openings in cybersecurity, says Ryan LaSalle, who leads the North America practice for Accenture Security.
There are more jobs out there than there are people qualified to take them.
People have traditionally come to the industry through computer science and information technology, but that narrows the pipeline too much, says LaSalle.
So we look really hard at upskilling and reskilling. How do we bring people from other adjacent areas and make them great security professionals? We love anthropologists. We love social scientists. We love criminologists.
Accenture also runs an apprenticeship program to recruit and train early career workers, many without college degrees. And the company has helped high schools create curriculums to attract young people to the profession. But expanding the pipeline will take more than just a company-by-company approach, says Max Steyer with the nonprofit Partnership for Public Service.
Much of our critical infrastructure is owned and operated by the private sector. The government, the federal government, however, has a critical role in quarterbacking the response and the preparedness.
He suggests something like the ROTC, a scholarship for service model to get people into cybersecurity.
That's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino. We'll link to Megan's piece, as well as the cybersecurity workforce report from nonprofit ISC Squared, on our website, marketplacetech.org. And that cybersecurity Senate bill from last week was passed unanimously, but it does have its detractors. The Department of Justice, in particular, criticized the bill for not requiring cyber attack reports also be given to the FBI. Meanwhile, the list of tech companies suspending their services in Russia continues to grow. Netflix confirmed over the weekend it's suspending service there, as well as pausing any future projects in Russia. We'll link to TechCrunch's wrap-up of the latest on that. Now, before we go, we'd like your help with some stories we're working on related to credit scores, those numbers calculated by an algorithm that can affect major aspects of your financial life. We want to hear about your numbers, how you got them, how you feel about them, and what you want to know about what goes into them. You can email us at mptech@marketplace.org or go to marketplace.org/thescore. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.